You're listening to 90.3 KEDM. I'm Bob Lennox. Making business work first requires a plan, a somewhat simple yet often overlooked necessity in today's economy. With more on creating the blueprint of business, I'm joined by Mary Lynn Wilkerson, Director of the Louisiana Small Business Development Center. Mary Lynn, thank you for joining us.
Thank you, Bob, for having us.
One of the biggest questions when it comes to business owners is, how can I increase my sales? Let's kind of look at some of the basic points of what they need to keep in mind.
Well, for one thing, they need a plan. Do they have a game plan for where they're going to go? I think that's the number one critical element is, where am I going? They need a roadmap.
What are some of the things they need to do if they don't already have one of those in place?
Well, they need to start taking a look at a lot of different aspects of their business, and particularly their customers and their products or services. You know, when's the last time they asked their customers, why do you buy from me? What's appealing about what I have to offer you? Because what you want to do is you want to find more of those same people so they can come in and buy more from you and you can make more money.
Some of the ways they're able to do this, using market research?
Absolutely, Bob. Not only can they use the information they have, but we can help them pinpoint, if they can identify those attributes of those customers, then we can help them gather some very specific market research that will target down so they can get their message to exactly the people they want and need to sell to.
So oftentimes it seems like we hear about people doing the sales and finding out how to improve business by word of mouth. In this day and age, we're talking about having that electronic voice, that digital voice, to be able to communicate, whether social media or a website.
If you're not engaged in that arena, then your sales are probably going to decrease over time, because most people at least begin and get their information on the website. And you may find that there are a lot of opportunities you hadn't thought about. If you're already selling online, then are you looking at where those sales come from? Have you identified that? You may, in fact, be selling to Canada and Mexico, and half your sales are there. If that's true, then what can you do to increase that sales base? Because you now compete globally. It's not just your neighbor down the street, but it's world.
What can the center, what can they offer to people that are looking for that game plan or to increase their sales?
Well, for one thing, we've got business consultants that can sit down and talk to them and go through kind of a health check, health checkup, ask them all the questions that lead to a game plan. It will get them that in the outcome so that they understand this is exactly where I've got to go. And we'll ask the hard questions, and then we'll access them to the research and help them get their plan.
There is another event that's going to be coming up that's really going to key in on kind of bringing that face-to-face presentation about increasing sales and giving business owners ideas.
Right, Bob. Since this is the number one request that we get from businesses day in, day out that are existing businesses, increasing sales, we are designing with Tom DeNorden, who's on faculty here at ULM, a series, 12 hours of training. It'll be co-sponsored by both the Monroe Chamber, West Monroe Chambers of Commerce, and we're going to walk them through this whole procedure so that hopefully when they get through with the 12th hour, they'll have a plan.
That training session coming up on March 5th. You can find out more at lsbdc.org. Mary Lynn, thanks for joining us.
Appreciate it, Bob, and we look forward to seeing those businesses come in.
You're listening to KEDM Public Radio.